Surah An-Naml, verses 1-44. Ta-Seen. These are the signs of the Qur'an and a manifest book, a guidance and good news for the faithful, those who maintain the prayer and pay the zakat, and who are certain of the hereafter. As for those who do not believe in the hereafter, we have made their deeds seem decorous to them, and so they are bewildered. They are the ones for whom there is a terrible punishment. And they are the ones who will be the biggest losers in the hereafter. Indeed, you receive the Qur'an from one who is all-wise, all-knowing. When Moses said to his family, "Indeed, I descry a fire. I will bring you some news from it, or bring you a firebrand, so that you may warm yourselves." When he came to it, he was called, "Blessed is he who is in the fire, and who is as well around it. And immaculate is Allah, the Lord of all the worlds." O Moses, indeed I am Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Throw down your staff. When he saw it wriggling as if it were a snake, he turned his back to flee, without looking back. O Moses, do not be afraid. Indeed, the apostles are not afraid before me, nor those who do wrong and then make up for their fault with goodness. For indeed, I am all-forgiving, all-merciful. Put your hand into your shirt. It will emerge white and bright, without any fault. Among 9 signs meant for Pharaoh and his people, indeed, they are a transgressing lot. But when our signs came to them as eye-openers, they said, "This is plain magic." They impugned them wrongfully and out of arrogance, though they were convinced in their hearts of their veracity. So observe how the fate of the agents of corruption was. Certainly, we gave knowledge to David and Solomon, and they said, "All praise belongs to Allah, who granted us an advantage over many of his faithful servants." Solomon inherited from David, and he said, "O people, we have been taught the speech of the birds, and we have been given out of everything. Indeed, this is a manifest advantage." Once Solomon's hosts were marched out for him, comprising jinn, humans, and birds, and they were held in check. When they came to the valley of ants, an ant said, "O ants, enter your dwellings, lest Solomon and his hosts should trample on you while they are unaware." Whereat he smiled, amused at its words, and he said, "My Lord, inspire me to give thanks for your blessing with which you have blessed me and my parents, and that I may do righteous deeds which please you, and admit me by your mercy among your righteous servants." One day he reviewed the birds and said, "Why do I not see the hoopoe? Or is he absent? I will punish him with a severe punishment, or I will behead him unless he brings me a credible excuse." He did not stay for long before it turned up and said, "I have alighted on something which you have not alighted on, and I have brought you from the land of Sheba a definite report." I found a woman ruling over them, and she has been given everything, and she has a great throne. I found her and her people prostrating to the sun instead of Allah, and Satan has made their deeds seem decorous to them. Thus, he has barred them from the way of Allah, so they are not guided, so that they do not prostrate themselves to Allah, who brings forth the hidden in the heavens and the earth, and he knows whatever you hide and whatever you disclose. Allah, there is no God except Him, is the Lord of the Great Throne. He said, "We shall see whether you are truthful or if you are one of the liars. Take this letter of mine and deliver it to them. Then draw away from them and observe what response they return." She said, "O members of the elite, indeed a noble letter has been delivered to me. It is from Solomon, and it begins in the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. It states, 'Do not defy me, and come to me in submission.'" She said, "O members of the elite, give me your opinion concerning my matter. I do not decide any matter until you are present." They said, "We are powerful and possess a great might, but it is up to you to command. So consider what orders you will give." She said, "Indeed, when kings enter a town, they devastate it and make the mightiest of its people the weakest. That is how they act. I will send them a gift and see what the envoys bring back." So when the envoys came to Solomon, he said, "Are you aiding me with wealth? What Allah has given me is better than what He has given you. Indeed, you are proud of your gift. Go back to them, for we will come at them with hosts which they cannot face, and we will expel them from it, abased and degraded." He said, "O members of the elite, which of you will bring me her throne before they come to me in submission?" An Afrit from among the jinn said, "I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. I have the power to do it, and I am trustworthy." The one who had knowledge of the book said, "I will bring it to you in the twinkling of an eye." So when Solomon saw the throne set near him, he said, "This is by the grace of my Lord, to test me if I will give thanks or be ungrateful. Whoever gives thanks only for his own sake. And whoever is ungrateful should know that my Lord is indeed all-sufficient, all-generous." Solomon said, "Disguise her throne for her, so that we may see whether she is discerning or if she is one of the undiscerning ones." So when she came, it was said to her, "Is your throne like this one?" She said, "It seems to be the same, and we were informed before it, and we had submitted." She had been barred from the way of Allah by what she used to worship besides Allah, for she belonged to a faithless people. It was said to her, "Enter the palace." So when she saw it, she supposed it to be a pool of water, and she bared her shanks. Solomon said, "It is a palace paved with crystal." She said, "My Lord, indeed I have wronged myself, and I submit with Solomon to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds."